Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, May 14. Coming up, government seeking to attract more foreign direct investment, National Security Ministry to ensure JCF adequately equipped to fight crime, and Education Ministry targeting increased access to tertiary education. The news in detail after the break.
This Labor Day, May 23, let's join hands and hearts in harmony to make Jamaica a better place for all of us. Ramp it up. Help build ramps in our schools and health centers to make them more accessible. Fix it up. Clean up, repair, and beautify our schools and health centers. Register your projects now at dis.gov.jm or email labourday@mcges.gov.jm. Call 978-7654 for details. Labor Day 2018. Ramp it up. Fix it up. Our schools, our health centers, our responsibility.
Fix it up, you know.
Now the news. Industry Minister Audley Shaw says the government will continue to strengthen Jamaica's investment regulatory framework to attract more global investors to the island. Mr. Shaw says the Jamaica Investment Forum is one such strategy to achieve this, noting that it has been pivotal in spurring significant foreign direct investments, FDIs, since its inception in 2012. To date, investors from the last conference in 2015 have pumped over $300 million into Jamaica, resulting in the creation of more than 6,000 jobs.
We'll continue to develop efficient and transparent regulations and embark on competitiveness strategies that include industry-specific and firm-level innovation efforts.
Minister Shaw was speaking at the media launch for the 2018 Jamaica Investment Forum in New Kingston. The event, to be hosted by the government's Trade and Investment Agency Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is set for June 12 to 14 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, under the theme Connect for Business. The forum will host approximately 200 international investors and promote potential business and investment opportunities in six priority sectors. For more information, go to jamaicainvestmentforum.com. The government is moving to ensure that members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are adequately equipped to effectively respond to crime and violence. Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang says he has instructed the ministry to move quickly to complete the acquisition of information communication technology, ICT solutions and applications that will improve the efficiency of the force.
In addition, we'll be looking at advanced and specialized training for enlisted officers. This will pursue to increase the human resource capacity of our officers and police force. Acquisition of industry-specific 21st century equipment is a priority of the ministry. We intend to increase the efficiency of the JCF by providing the appropriate tools to create a more comfortable, customer-focused force, but one that can deal with the challenges of the 21st century.
Dr. Chang was speaking at a recent passing out parade for 195 new constables at the National Police College of Jamaica Harmon Barracks campus in Kingston. Over 1,000 new police officers are to be recruited and trained this year as part of efforts to increase the numbers engaged in the field. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Dean Roy Bernard, says the government's focus on improving access to tertiary education will augur well for the economic growth agenda. Speaking at the ministry's inaugural Higher Education Summit in New Kingston recently, Mr. Bernard said the government is pursuing wide-ranging consultations with tertiary stakeholders with a view to increasing training opportunities for the country's labor force in relevant fields.
One of our aims is to address the subject of making jobs more relevant and supportive of the economic growth agenda. And our agenda includes improving the area of STEM participation in our education system. By 2030, we want to see upward of 60% of enrollment in STEM areas.
The two-day summit was held under the theme Education 4.0, Disrupting Tradition, Transforming Jamaica. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, will on Thursday, May 17, launch its Houses of Parliament design competition. The competition is aimed at engaging the public and local architects in the design process of the new Parliament building to be housed on Hero Circle lands in downtown Kingston as part of the Government Circle project. Senior Project Manager at the UDC, Leighton White, says the design competition will run for 9 months in two stages.
The first stage, we'd invite the entrance to submit conceptual design. So they would not go into much detail, but they would just look at the site and what affects and impacts the possible proposal that they'll be coming up with.
Mr. White was speaking in a JIS Studio 58A interview session on Monday. International architectural expert Gordon Gill is the patron of the Parliament Design Competition. It's also open to teams, which may include persons in the diaspora or overseas, along with a local architect whose name would be on the record. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.